Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year B, Fall, Week 6. Job's Sorrowful Test, Job 1:1 and 2:1-10. The Big Idea. Even when we are hurting, we can trust that God has a plan and is working for our good. We have a heavenly home with Him forever. The memory verse is from Philippians 2:8. He appeared as a man. He was humble and obeyed God completely. He did this even though it led to his death. Philippians 2:8. Job was likely a contemporary of Abraham. Predating the law and priests, Job offered his own sacrifices to the Lord, which pleased God. He lived in Uz, probably Edom, just north of the Red Sea. He was wealthy and successful, and he was honest and did what was right. He was a God-fearing husband and father of 10. He was the patriarch and priest to his family. In his part of the world, there was no one greater than Job, and he enjoyed many blessings. So, when the angels came to present themselves to God, Satan along with them, God mentioned Job. "Have you thought about my servant Job? There isn't anyone on earth like him. He is honest. He does what is right. He has respect for God and avoids evil." Job 1:8. Satan is our enemy. Since the Garden of Eden, he has been stalking men and women, traveling all around the earth, going from one end of it to the other, looking for whom he can devour, as mentioned in Job 2:2 and 1 Peter 5:8. He was an enemy then, and he is an enemy now. It appears from the text that God was very pleased with Job. He recognized Job as my servant. He had blessed Job mightily. This made Satan, our enemy, very angry. Satan believed Job was only righteous because God had blessed him. Job 1:9-11. If God removed his blessings, Satan said, Job would curse God to his face. So God allowed for a test. Satan's primary mission is to steal, kill, and destroy, which we read in John 10:10. And this is exactly what he did to Job. He killed all of Job's children in one fell swoop. He destroyed his sheep, donkeys, and oxen, and sent robbers to take his camels. Only Job, his wife, and a few servants were left. Still, Job remained righteous. He had come into the world with nothing, and he would take nothing with him when he left. Job refused to sin against God. Satan said, "A man will give everything he has to save himself." So Job is willing to give up the lives of his family to save his own. But Satan always twists the truth. Job was never given the choice to sacrifice his family for his life. God allowed another test. Satan could strike Job's flesh, but he must not take his life. Satan took full advantage, covering Job's body with open sores. "Are you still continuing to be faithful to the Lord?" Job's wife asks in Job 2:9, suggesting that Job curse God, die, and get it over with. But Job responded, "We accept good things from God, so we should also accept trouble when He sends it." How does this passage relate to Jesus? Suffering is a part of life. While it would be nice to avoid it, God teaches us through suffering. The Bible says that suffering produces endurance, character, and hope in Romans 5:3-5. It proves our faith genuine, 1 Peter 1:7. In fact, in Isaiah 53, we read that we are saved by suffering. Jesus came to the earth as a suffering servant. His sufferings bought our reconciliation and access to God. But Christians are to endure suffering differently from others in the world. We are to rejoice in trials, James 1:2 and 1 Peter 1:6 remind us, continuing to love and serve God as Job did. We do it for good reason. Suffering is evidence that we belong to Christ. We are not alone. God has promised to never leave us. Our hopeful spirit and actions will silence our enemies. The suffering will only be temporary. In the end, we will receive our eternal reward, as we read in 2 Corinthians 4:17. How does this passage relate to the church and the world? Job is an example to all of us. He perseveres through suffering, has a real relationship with God, and maintains trust in Him at all times. The Apostle James said we should view Job as an example of one who did not give up and was blessed. God is full of compassion and mercy, and he restored Job's life. An eternal reward waits for him, as Jesus promised. Blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Matthew 5:10. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.